I think my girlfriend might like that one, that burger. I mean, not because she likes golden showers or anything.
You know how he was banging Demi Lovato, the pop star?
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing, like, Calvin Klein commercials. Well, I guess she's dumped him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's with another fighter, so she, like, really loves fighter cock. She's with some no-name Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy. And I'm like, damn, like, that wasn't, you know, you were just, you know, with this dude not too long ago, and now you're moving on to the next thing.
Are they in the same weight class?
No, I think this is, like, just a tiny, I don't know. I'd have to look him up. I think he's just, like, a little, you know, he's, like, one of those jiu-jitsu guys that probably teach the stars in Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, he probably came here on a fucking boat from the Nile or Amazon or wherever the fuck, and he's probably, you know, giving out cocaine or something, and then he's like, oh, well, I know how to do jiu-jitsu. I mean, that's what he looks like. I mean, I think he's another guy that thinks he's pretty cool. You know, he comes out, he wears, you know, shades at night and shit like that.
I think they should still set the fight up.
I'm just wondering,
cut weight. Have them go against each other. Have the main event be Mayweather versus McGregor versus T.I.'s wife.
Yeah.
Fucking, and UFC 317.
Rockhold versus gas station jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I'm,
that's
like,
his name.
I think that is his name. I don't know how to say it in a Portuguese accent, though. But I was thinking, like, dude, so she's obviously running through fighters. I was trying to think, I'm like, man, what fighter would I like to see her bang next? Like, you know, I just want to see her, like, in the audience with, like, a new dude. Like, maybe
every UFC.
Yeah,
like,
just
big
another
pay-per-view.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, I wish Bigfoot Silva was still there. Because that dude was super ugly dude.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of, like, who's some fucking super ugly UFC fighters she could just start banging.
Because
there's way too many pretty boys nowadays. Because, like, back in the day, it wasn't, like, it wasn't this pretty. Dudes weren't this cute. Mm-hmm. Like that Cody Garbrandt kid with all the tattoos, that dude's a cute kid.
Yeah.
Though. You know what I mean? He is definitely a dude that's walking out of, like, Abercrombie strutting, and you're like, man.
Oh, yeah.
Who the
fuck? Listen to, like, MGK and G-Eazy. Fucking.
Maybe, I don't know. She needs to, maybe Jacare. Jacare's a pretty ugly motherfucker. Like,
she just dates only ugly UFC guys.
That's just what I want to see. That's what I want to see. I want to see some freak show shit. Like, Stefan Struve, the big, tall, dumb white dude from.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 7'8".
The ugliest UFC fighter. Who is it?
Well, I could have sworn it was Bigfoot Silva, but he's gone.
Yeah. Do you think ugliness would affect you in the octagon or what?
Like, dude. Well, you know what? He's probably an angrier person in general. You know, I bet you anything. Like, if you were to, like, black Garbrandt's eye, he'd probably quit. He would probably get his. He'd probably get his, like, vanity out of his trunks and try to fix it between rounds or something. Yeah, he'd probably turn away from the camera, scream, "Don't look at me." Bisping. You know, he's in movies now. I mean, he moved from, like, B-films to now he's in this Vin Diesel XXX remake.
He's the new XXX.
Dude, when did XXX come out? Dude, we were young, right?
Yeah,
you,
man.
You remember that? Like,
fuck.
Was that middle school?
That was, like, right after the first fucking Fast and the Furious or some shit.
Yeah, because that's when, like, Vin Diesel was a big deal, right?
Yeah, he was like doing the Riddick shit, oh, and after that, yeah, he was like a big movie guy.
So Bisping's in that. He plays some dude named Hawk, and I couldn't imagine him being good. He's probably his lines are probably minimal. I don't know, but
yeah,
fucking Tony Gonzalez is in it.
What?
Yeah.
They got everybody in movies nowadays.
Yeah, well, and of course, Ice Cube's there to continuously be in every movie.
I had same acting style. He always
shit, man. It's I'm not a big Ice Cube dude. I like Ice-T's acting better than Ice Cube. So fuck Ice Cube.
Yeah,
yeah. But I noticed, yeah, Bisping, Tony Gonzalez, Ice Cube, Tony Jaw, the dude from.
Oh shit!
Yeah, right. So
yeah, Tony Jaw from it was one movies back in the day. I forget what.
Did you watch a lot of action films growing up?
Oh yeah. Oh,
I totally did.
Fucking Steven Seagal, even though he's kind of cheesy. You know, pretty much all the people from the Expendables, all those guys, all their movies.
Any of them stick out in your head?
Ooh. Like my favorite action movie or something.
Yeah, or actor. Who'd you like?
Or actor.
Because Arnold kind of, he did like Commando and shit. But I mean, who doesn't?
That's what I was going to say, honestly. Right. That's a badass action movie with him.
And that was, I want to say, maybe that was even after Predator. Because Predator is.
It was like him versus like 100 dudes at the end and he fucking kills them all. Like fucking. Dabs them all in the neck and shit.
I remember just living off action movies though, because they were corny, but they were almost like the same. So what do you think about Los Angeles having fucking two teams in every fucking sport?
I think that's fucking stupid as hell. Like, you know, there's many other states, other places in the fucking country that would, you know, need it a lot more than fucking LA and their Hollywood scene.
And I guess they were booing the logo because I guess the Chargers, I mean, I've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it. It's this real lame. It's an L and an A, but like the L curves into like a white supremacist looking lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And I guess it was getting booed at the Clippers Lakers game. San Diego's not all that far from LA. How would you like to be a St. Louis fan?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you just going to go to L.A. to watch a game or two? No, you're fucked. Like, at least if you're San Diego, you could still, you know, support. I don't know why you would. I mean, it is bullshit. It's just billionaires being billionaires. And, I mean, that's actually, if you want to think of it like that, sports would be really hard to watch. Because, I mean, it's like, look, you got a bunch of millionaires playing for billionaires.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter to them. They're still going to march back to their mansions or whatever. Okay, so we got to get into a few cesspool topics before we get off here. Have you followed any of the Trump golden shower story?
I think it sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, so this fake news story about how Trump went to Moscow and bought all these Russian hookers to piss in a hotel bed that Obama and his wife slept in Maryland. They were doing for a short period of time the Donald Trump golden shower burger. So
horrible.
And it's some kind of cheese that was melted all over it, and then like a shit ton of mustard. And then
what?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, the mustard was oozing all over it, right? I mean, and then with that burger, you got, like, a lemon meringue donut or something like that.
I think my girlfriend might like that one, that burger. I mean, not because she likes golden showers or anything, but she likes mustard, but.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
The funny part about that, how that ties in, is R. Kelly was supposed to play at dude's party.
Oh, no way.
Both of you guys like the same stuff. You got similar interests.
Yeah, he should just embrace it instead of trying to you know.
Yeah, I mean, but he's actually got on video, on video doing it, you know.
I wouldn't say he created it, but I definitely think that he, like, fucking added some sugar to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, some brown sugar to it.
But, I think you should definitely try to slip a couple Donald Trump Golden Shower burgers into someone's order, man. If I ever do a cesspool bar or restaurant, I'll definitely do shit like the Donald Trump Golden Shower burger. I'm in with that. Like,
every burger should get a name. Every drink should get a name, you know?
speaking of, did you know that I didn't know this, but I guess at like certain bars or restaurants, because online dating is such a big deal, like you go meet, you know, you don't know who you're going to go meet, right? Just be some creep or...
It's happened to me a couple times.
Has it?
Well, I mean, I've done it, and yeah, I mean, they don't look exactly like they look, but, you know, it's like, it's the best photoshopped picture, you know, you see, and then you go meet them, and they're like, half their face is missing or something, you know?
Oh, shit. This must be... The online dating would be fucking rough.
Got catfished.
That never happened to you, did it?
No, when I was younger, too, it was like even before pretty much the dating sites were kind of coming up, it was like I'd meet somebody through fucking some messenger somewhere.
Oh, and like, some,
you know.
AIM or fucking.
Yeah, AIM, yeah. I think it was AIM.
I do remember like you would get random messages from girls. It wouldn't even make sense. Like, cause you'd just be on there to talk to friends and I would get, hey, someone wants to add you. And they wouldn't even be like in the school. They would be like 30 miles away. It's like, what the fuck kind of like, what kind of lurking is that?
Yeah.
But it's usually if the girl's just showing her neck up, she's probably big because like, skinny chicks are always wanting to show their whole body or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, okay, back to the story. I didn't know it, like, it was a thing at certain bars to where if it's not going well, you can order an angel shot, and then that tells them to get her out of there. They help her get away from the situation. Do you remember?
Has anybody ever ordered any angel shots with you?
All the time, dude. And I just Googled. I Googled what the ingredient.
Like, what the?
Dude,
girl must be religious.
Yeah, I started ordering them, and they're like, "What?" But yeah, five angel shots over here. But like, I remember the fake number thing. Like, you could just give them a fake number. But like nowadays, you give them the number, like they just call your phone. Be like, okay, here's mine, keep it. So that wouldn't fucking work, unless you're just ready for some real awkwardness. Like, what is it, rejection hotline? That's what it was, right? And you'd give them this number that looked legit, and then it'd be like, oh, you've been rejected, sorry, or whatever. That shit doesn't exist now. You almost have to. You have to do the angel shot. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. The fucking angel shot.
Well, what do they do anyway? Do they just have some backup guy and works in the back, just come in and swoop her up, or
I guess what if you like he drove you there and shit? There's a lot to do with it, but you ordered the angel shot so you can get out of there. I definitely know some people that still online date. I'll have to ask them some of their stories because I have a couple crazy ones I won't do on this podcast, but that was, you know. Back in the day, I don't think they were smart enough to do angel shots back in the day. Like, I can tell you one thing, like when we were like 16 and we'd go meet chicks we didn't know, like their parents would take pictures of like the license plate and shit. Yeah. So they'd be like, no, you stay right here. Or take a picture of like your driver's license and shit. I remember that. And you're like 16, weird and it's awkward and all, you know, you got one thing on your mind anyway. So you're like, all right.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to bang your daughter.
Yeah.
If I just show you my ID.
So, if you had to, would it be Trump's wife or Trump's daughter?
Ooh. Good one.
Yeah.
I can't really remember what his daughter looks like too much, but I know what his wife looks like, so I'm just going to say his wife.
Have you ever texted someone's wrong number and they, like, trolled you back? Or has someone done that to you? Text you and it was the wrong number?
Oh, yeah. And you're like, who's Greg?
I haven't got any good ones, though. It's usually just like, hey, or something stupid. It's never like, oh, well, here's the nudes that you've been wanting or whatever. It's never that, but like,
yeah.
My dad got a new phone, and obviously, I mean, fairly obviously, it's a black person owned it before him, but they call him a lot, and I heard him snap, I think, the other time I was over there. He just stopped calling. And I'm like, man, he's got it pretty bad, because I've never had it that bad. They're constantly doing texts and, like, group texts and shit, so it's just...
Yeah.
And it's all, like, real stuff that's way over... Yeah, it's like a 60-year-old white dude. It's quite over his head, you know, the shit they're saying. They're like, well,
yeah.
He's like, he'd hand it to me, and, like, what's it saying? And, you know, I'm like, oh, I used to rap, I'll tell you. Grab him by the pussy, grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy, grab him by the pussy. No, that bitch gon' get it, better grab her by the pussy. No, bitch gon' get it, better grab her by the pussy.